This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tap Dance is stepping into new territory with Melancholia. It's premiering production from Studio Stocks, Melbourne's first contemporary tap dance company. It was founded by internationally acclaimed tap artist Gary Stocks, and the company is redefining percussive dance by blending the rhythmic foundations of tap with the expressive movement of contemporary dance. And it's set to debut at Chapel Off Chapel from Friday 13th of February through to the 15th. Melancholia is more than a performance. It's a deeply personal and evocative experience. Have I got you interested? Gary Stocks is the artistic director of Studio Stocks. Gary, welcome to Drive.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What inspired you to create Melancholia?
Well, Melancholia is kind of the first work that Studio Stocks will be presenting, but it inspired me because I wanted to create opportunity for young dancers to be able to show their craft and their art form on stage. And, tap dance is so often underrepresented. So The first part was, I want to create opportunities. I want to perform and, do all these new and interesting things with tap dance. But for me, Melancholia, there is definitely a personal connection to this. It's quite a deep story, but I don't know how far back you want me to go. But I grew up, tap dance was my first artistic dance form that I fell in love with, but then I navigated down a different pathway and went into ballet. I moved to Melbourne. I trained at the ballet school here. I joined the Australian Ballet and I danced there for 10 years. And upon retiring from ballet, I had some very complicated injuries and I ended up with what's called as a central sensitization. So basically I had stress fractures and reactions and things in my shins. Mechanically, everything healed, but my brain kept sending pain messages 24/7. So, I had to stop everything in my life. I kind of learned how to walk again, learned how to put pants on again, learned how to do all these kind of normal life things. And it was a very dark, dark time, to be honest. But as part of my rehab, it was like, let's walk a minute a day, 2 minutes a day, do all these kind of things and try to turn down the pain switch a little bit, the volume, while we kind of reprogram how my brain is understanding these things.
So it was like an artificial pain, was it? Was it like a pain?
Yeah,
but it wasn't really there, but you were feeling it.
It's there. So all pain comes from your brain. The way I can explain it is like if someone's lost an arm or a leg, they have like a phantom limb. And that's basically what it is. It's just sending pain messages without any kind of external stimulus. So it's a central sensitization. So even wind brushing over my legs was painful, and it was there 24/7. It was like someone had a lighter in my legs constantly. But over time, the switch has been turned down. But as part of my rehab, it was like we had to find something active that I enjoyed, and I thought maybe I can put my tap shoes on again. This was probably about 10 years ago now. And, very, very slowly, I started to reconnect with, my life, myself, being a little bit physical. And 10 years down the track, I'm kind of leading this new venture in Melbourne. And so Melancholia itself is almost like, there's no storyline, it's very abstract, but it's really, we're using tap dance and percussive dance and movement to express some of these feelings of pain and loss and grief. But also there is messages of hope and resilience, which is what I kind of want people to experience when they come to this performance. It's not just, the 42nd Street style Broadway entertainment that we all kind of know, or like the Hollywood movies. And just being overseas recently, I've seen so many incredible things happen in the percussive dance scene. And I know that there's so much deep emotion that we can bring out, and we can give something different to the audience as well. So, there's a lot going on there, but it's pretty incredible.
You mentioned before, so with the pain, if you don't mind me asking, you went down the direction of ballet, and then but you always were interested in tap. Has it done anything to ease the pain?
They're both very mechanically different bodily art forms. Like the stresses that ballet puts on you is very, very different, and you really need to be at 100% of your bodily limits to be able to do that. But tap dance is definitely I can still be very physical, but it's something I'll be able to do for the rest of my life. Mm. It's a different type of exercise, and being able to do exercise and enjoy it, that's helped rewire my brain to understand that it's basically, I had to tell my brain that it's okay to use my legs, because it was telling me, no, you need to stop. I'm going to send pain signals and tell you you're not allowed to walk, you know, because you'll hurt yourself. So it's very brain complex, but what I want to do is, you know, hope that, you know, people can see that there is hope. If you do have chronic pain, that there is ways to potentially work through that. And I know everyone has their own challenges, especially with pain is a really challenging one, but it is possible to come out the other side at some point, I hope.
Gary,
and I'm getting there.
Given melancholia, I suppose it blends, as we said in the introduction, the rhythmic foundations of tap with contemporary dance. How did you approach integrating those two styles, given that you were experiencing pain?
Obviously, now that I'm kind of running this and I create and choreograph all of the work, I kind of can work in with my own boundaries and I know what I can and can't do. And then some of my other dancers, I can get them to do other things that I can't do anymore. But it all kind of stemmed from having this kind of classical and contemporary professional background. I'm like, why don't I bring this, some of this, into tap dance? Now, it's a bit of a jigsaw puzzle to make it work, but there's definitely one part of this production. So my wife, who is a senior artist with the Australian Ballet, she's going to be joining us on stage, and I'm actually going to be tap dancing and partnering her at the same time, which, to be honest, like, it's really hard to say that something's new and innovative, but I know that what we're doing has probably never been seen anywhere on this kind of level. So she's not in tap shoes. She's kind of in socks. You know, she's dancing. It's more contemporary movement, but I'm actually lifting and partnering, and while I'm still kind of tap dancing at the same time. So we found a way to make it work. It's definitely been a jigsaw puzzle to figure out. But if you want to see something new and fresh and deep and connective, I really think this is, you know, this is something new. Absolutely.
I love how, what you said then, because I feel like tap dance, you often associate it with joy and playfulness, whereas I suppose you're challenging those traditional perceptions, aren't you?
Absolutely. And I mean, I feel like some of the more, I mean, if you've ever been up close and seen like flamenco dancers, you know, there's so much passion and intensity in there, and they can make you feel anger, you know, with some of their feelings, and they can make you feel joy too. But the tap dance can do all of these things. It's just we sometimes just don't go down those pathways. So I'm definitely not kind of trying to do, you know, create a showbiz kind of work. It's definitely much more on the, not that the showbiz is not artistic, but everything I'm doing is very much intentional. It's there because I want you to feel something. So everything I create, all the pathways that we move throughout this, you know, 50-minute work, it should kind of take you on a little bit of an experience and help make you reflect on something in your life, or, I don't know. Yeah, it'll still be uplifting. It's not a very... There's moments of darkness, but it should be uplifting.
It sounds very authentic. And that's something that I love, though. When you go and see a production and you feel something and it gets you thinking afterwards rather than just walking out going, yeah, we had a laugh and that was it. I love the sound of it. Let's talk about your premiering at Chapel Off Chapel.
Yes.
What do you think about that venue?
It's fantastic. We literally have just finished our bump in of our stage today. We've got a full custom tap stage that we bring in. We've got 15 microphones under the floor, so the texture and the clarity is just incredible. It's like having a 9-meter by 6-meter drum kit. It's amazing. And I've had the pleasure of dancing in Chapel a few times. So the Australian Tap Dance Festival has used this venue for many things for tap dance in the past, and it just kind of, and I teach dance in this area as well, and I feel like Chapel's the right place for this kind of work. And but yeah, it's pretty exciting being here today and hearing all of this stuff and seeing it come together. And we've got a cast of some of Australia's most accomplished tap dancers and some rising stars. It's going to be pretty special.
Fantastic. We're chatting with Gary Stocks, Artistic Director of Studio Stocks, about Melancholia, which is set to debut at Chapel Off Chapel from February 13 through to 15. Sounds like there should be 20 shows.
I wish. We've got a run of 4 shows, so Thursday, Friday, double show Saturday. And we'd love to have you in the audience. And, you know, this is an independently funded project. We're really trying to increase awareness of tap dance in the community, provide opportunity, and also give the community something incredible to witness. And as you said, like, to go home thinking and questioning. You know, the last thing I want to do as a creator is people come and see a show and they're like, yeah, that was fine. I'd rather you go home and you really dislike it or you really love it, because that means I'm pushing a boundary.
And we're talking about it too.
Yeah. So that's the thing, yeah.
Fantastic. Now, after the Melbourne premiere, do you have plans to tour with it?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see how we go, you know. And then the idea is that we're going to keep creating and keep producing work. So my idea is that I don't want to just create one product. I kind of want to base it on, you know, we see contemporary and classical companies, they're always doing different repertoire year on year. So what I'd love to be able to do is to, you know, keep creating new things. But A, I would like to get Melancholia in front of as many audiences as we can around the country. And that probably will be the next step.
I look forward to seeing it. Gary Stocks, thank you for chatting with us on Drive today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. Melancholia on at Chapel of Chapel. You can head to their website for tickets. It's on February the 13th through to the 15th.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.